Orleans, Puritarina presents Mel Brooks' hilarious musical comedy, The Producers, at the Theatre on the Bay on until the 28th of March. We're inviting you, of course, later on today to come and join us at Clifton Forth Beach at this year's edition of the Moonstruck Summer Beach Concert brought to you with Simply Asia. It is the third time we are partnering up with Simply Asia. Camilla Lombard, the music maestro, has put together a phenomenal band to really pay tribute to some of our fallen legends. The band is made up of the Cape Philharmonic Youth Orchestra string section, as well as vocalists Jared Ricketts and Elvira Standili, and will be giving you some of your favorites, including music from Aretha Franklin, from Brenda Fassie, from Mandoza, and of course, a legendary song like this one. Songs without a doubt. Barry White giving us there My First, My Last, My Everything. One of the legends and musical icons we will be paying tribute to later on today at the Cape Talk and Simply Asia Moonstruck Beach Concert. This is on Clifton Forth Beach. The concert starts at 6:30. As always, we ask you to please come as early as you can. Many people who will be going to enjoy the sunshine anyway at Clifton Forth Beach today generally will stay around for the concert. So get there as early as you can. If you can use public transport, please do so. It will just make your life a little bit easier. But if you will drive to the venue, we're directing you to park at Kemps Bay High's cricket field. That's next to Maidens Cove. So you need to take the Maidens Cove entry. And then there's parking basically at the foot of Bungalow, the very popular establishment in that neck of the woods. Vast open, easy access to Clifton Forth Beach after that. It is a blue flag status beach, so we're asking you please to make sure that you have no glass and that you have no alcohol with you. We will be doing spot checks and, of course, confiscate any alcohol or glass that you might want to bring into the beach. It is a free event, and it's all in support of the National Sea Rescue Institute, an institute that has men and women volunteering their time, ensuring that you and me are safe in the oceans, and they do sterling work. During the event today, they'll be asking you for your details, just to share some communication. And should you wish to, you can offer, obviously, to donate towards their wonderful cause. Simply Asia is going to be there selling some wonderful food, but we're going to have our friends from Google Eat Coffee as well and one or two other vendors. I hope to see you at Clifton Forth Beach. Well, I'll be on stage at 6:30 promptly to introduce the opening act before we call up up Camilla Lombard and the Cape Talk Classics Band that we've put together to celebrate the legends and our musical icons.
You're with Cape Talk.
You're with Cape Talk.
Well, it is the 8th edition of the Investec Cape Town Art Fair that is currently underway at the CTICC, doors opening at 11 o'clock this morning, and will open until quite late today, and of course another full day for you to enjoy the fair tomorrow all the way until 7 o'clock in the evening. Dumelo Musaka is a program curator for the Investec Cape Town Art Fair. Dumelo, it is the 8th edition of it, and it's growing in popularity, isn't it? Good morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Indeed, we seem to be, you know, steadily but surely, you know, getting stronger each year.
An impossible question. Which artists, which galleries should I be looking out for when I come to the fair this weekend?
Wow. Well, that's a big one because there's so many galleries. And I think maybe the more special thing is to look out for, we have some new entries this year, especially from North Africa, like Tunisia. So that's quite a treat to have a dialogue between the South and North on the continent. But again, I think we also, you know, our really sort of strong stable of artists coming from South African galleries like Smack Gallery and Goodman and Blank Gallery, but even smaller galleries that, you know, one would normally not think of, such as galleries coming from Zimbabwe or even... you know, our local neighbors in, I'm forgetting now. There's so many galleries.
It's all right. It is, in essence, I suppose, a space and an opportunity for me as a person who's an art lover and art collector, perhaps, to go into the fair, go see an artist's work, a gallery's work, because I might resonate with them, and hopefully walk out of there having bought a piece of amazing art.
Absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, a lot of people, you know, sometimes feel intimidated by coming to the art fair. But I think what it really does provide is a landscape to see so much different artwork from so many different places around the world. It's the one time where you can actually get a sense of what visual artists are doing around the world. And so I think it also offers the opportunity then, if your purse does allow, to find something that's within your budget that you can take home, you know. And this, in some sense, supports the artist. And also, it's an opportunity for you to also, in some cases, the artists are there to meet the artist and have a conversation about what they're doing and what their interests are. So it's not only just about a place where you can buy, but it's a place where you meet people and build a relationship with them.
In fact, in addition to obviously the physical work that you'll be able to delight in, our wonderful programs, Tomorrow's Today, is a section of the fair dedicated to highlighting the practices of emerging and underrepresented artists. You've got cultural platforms curated by yourself, presenting the work of cultural institutions and non-profit organizations nurturing and supporting the artistic production in the region through exhibitions and artists' residencies. These are all very important and critical conversations that need to take place around the art industry.
Exactly. And I think to further extend on that is the Talks program, which I think for me has been a platform where we can actually have a physical conversation about the issues at stake. So, for instance, today we're beginning the Talks program with a panel on museums. You know, given that in the last maybe 3-4 years we've seen a rise in museums on the continent, you know, and we want to think about what does that mean for artists? What does that mean for the ecology of, you know, the arts overall, and the relationship between what's happening both in Africa and in the West. So it's a real great way to begin to understand some of the issues and to actually engage with the players, you know, because I've invited a lot of the people who are actually involved in running some of these institutions, people who've spent a lot of time to think about how to engage the visual arts in a way that makes sense within their context.
Another successful art fair, no doubt, underway. Dumelo, thank you very much for your time this morning. Dumelo Musaka is the program curator at Investec Cape Town Art Fair that is currently on at the CTICC until tomorrow. You can go to investeccapetownartfair.co.za for more details.